he's a man of great integrity and great qualities.
And a lot of courage that stands up when you need him to stand up, and I believe he'd follow the party line.
Oh, I think there's no question about that.
And I think that Medal of Honor wouldn't do him any harm with Iowa, because he loves that stuff.
Yeah. Do you know whether he has any interest in such a post?
Not at all, but I was with Gilpatrick today at lunch, and we were talking about him, and I was just amazed at the admiration that he had for him. And he told about the many conferences, and he was the only man on the Joint Chiefs that really fought the Battle of Disarmament.
Yeah,
he's the only man that really believed in the test ban.
Yeah, he said about the test ban, this is the greatest thing that's happened since Jesus Christ.
And I was working on some notes tonight, and one of the boys brought in a statement that folks had worked with him and said, we honor Shoup not because of his victories which he's brought to our country, but the honor he's brought to our heritage.
Yeah.
He's a man of war who believes in peace. He's a man of discipline who cares about people.
Yeah.
He's a man of authority who understands obedience. His career is a straight line of duty and patriotism and valor. And the Medal of Honor he wears on his breast is fastened in his heart, for honor is in his blood.
Yeah.
The citation the highest award this nation can offer was presented for heroism at Tarawa.
Yeah.
It reads in part, brilliant leadership, daring tactics, selfish devotion. But it only begins to tell the story of Shoup. I deeply regret his retirement from the service, for he is one of the uncommon breed whose numbers are too small, whose duplication is too rare. He's a good man. He's an honest man. He's a most modest man. In my judgment, he is a great man, and in honoring him today, I'm proud to be his president and prouder still to be his fellow citizen.
Mm-hmm.
May God grant him the serenity he earned. May his nation grant him the gratitude he deserves. Now,
every word of that, of course, is fully earned. I mean, he's that kind of a fellow.
Well, I would, of course, you know better than I do, and I don't want to talk anything against your better judgment, but I'd sure send him to Iowa, and I'd move McConaughey to some other place, and I think it would be good for us. Now, you think that Iowa is too shrewd and tricky for him? I don't believe so. But you know better than I do, Shoup. But I sure like his attitude on things.
What time are you seeing him tomorrow morning?
I'm seeing him at 12 o'clock.
Let me look into such questions as where he served, his language capabilities, and that kind of thing a little bit.
All right.
And maybe also take a look at some other countries. I would strongly urge that you give some thought to Admiral Felt for Pakistan. I mean, that would be a natural.
All right, but you know, these Marines are kind of a different breed of cats, and there's a loyalty there that is not equal anywhere. And you got the Mansfields and all the folks scattered through the outfit, and there's just one commandant. And we've taken care of Admiral Anderson in Portugal, and we'll take care of Admiral Felt. But
we've got a general in New Zealand and an admiral in Formosa.
Now, I approved a bunch of ambassadors tonight. This boy, I've forgotten his name, from Georgia, but
Godley. For the Congo.
Yeah, he got a W in front of his name.
That's
And Russell and Talmadge, I talked to them, and both of them were real strong for him.
Good, good.
So I offered Mayor Lasker the place in Finland. She said she couldn't take it. She'd have to be away too long, but she's going to call me back tomorrow. I want to get some real outstanding woman in this country pretty soon, so you think of that. Somebody suggested the president of Bryn Mawr College, who's about 50-odd, and they say she's exceptional. I've forgotten who it was. Roz Gilpatrick today. He says she's very scholarly, very able, very persuasive person. And, but I want to get that pretty soon before these women run me out. I would like... I think Shoup would be good for Pakistan. I may be oversold. You check it, and we'll talk about it
tomorrow. I'll do a little backgrounding on that.
Fine.
Thank you.